بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى وقال تعالى في مقام آخر إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين عضوا عليها بالنواجذ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد My dear honorable ulama and asatidh ikram, respected listeners and most beloved students and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the sunnah and the method of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He sends in this world the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is His habit that He sends from amongst the men those upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a habit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He sends anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam with His divine revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the speech of our most beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ That any word that is uttered by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does not say this out of his own desire. He does not say this out of his own self. Rather, this is a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever comes upon the blessed, whatever came upon the blessed tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was through, we can say, divine revelation, inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Mufti Ibrahim Sahib, in the introduction, he mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. That one distinction Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted this ummah is that He gave us the Quran. And the difference between the Quran and the other heavenly books is that the other heavenly books, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the responsibility of preserving that book to the people whom the book was revealed to. However, the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr, that I revealed the revelation, I revealed the Quran, the glorious Quran. Wa inna lahu lahafidhun, and it is upon me, I will preserve this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has promised to preserve this Quran. He has promised to preserve His kalam, His glorious, His words until the day of Qiyamah. And as was explained as well, that this preservation is done in this preservation, this promise of preservation is in all aspects of the Quran. We heard many times from our Hazrat Wala Damul Barakatuhum explaining this, that in regard to the preservation of the Quran, one is the alfaz of the Quran, the words of the Quran, the Hufadha Kiram, they preserve the words of the Quran by memorizing the Quran. Second is the recitation of the Quran. The Qurra, they preserve the method of recitation of the Qur'an, how to pronounce each and every letter. This is done by the Qurra. And then we have the Rasmul Khat. Those ulama ikram who are experts in that, they know exactly how each word should be written in what manner. out of the Quran, bismihi is written in one way. But when we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, bismi is written in a different way. So this is one example of rasmul khat, that how the Quran is written, what letters is written in. And the last aspect is in regards to the meanings of the Quran, the explanation of the Quran. So this also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised to preserve. And the first explanation of the Quran are the glorious words and the glorious kalam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith sharif. The hadith, the aqwal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his words. The af'al of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his actions. The taqdeer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those things which he saw happening in front of him and he did not comment on it, and he approved of it, the approvals of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the characteristics and the features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is all considered the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved the Quran. He preserved the meanings of the Quran through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a habit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He does not only send a kitab, He does not only send kitabullah. With kitabullah, He sends rijalullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran, and He didn't say, this is a Quran, now you act upon it. He sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to practically show us how this Quran has to be implemented, how this Quran has to be acted upon. So Allah sends the kitabullah and the rijalullah. And after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He was the khatamun nabiyyin. La nabiyya ba'duh, there is no nabi who is going to come after him. So who is going to take this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pass it forward to the people who will come to the day of Qiyamah? So for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah says about the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that radiallahu anhum, Allah is pleased with them wa radu an, and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave the stamp of His approval upon the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says in a hadith, khayrul quruni qarni thumma alladhina yalunahum thumma alladhina yalunahum. And the best of the generations, khayrul quruni qarni, my generation, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah chose the Sahaba to be the Sahaba. Why? Because they will see from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will understand from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then they will pass this forward to the next generation. And they will pass it forward to the next generation. Imam Ibn Sirin rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions in the Muqaddimah of Sahih, in a narration which Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala, he brings in the Muqaddimah of Sahih Muslim. He says that al-isnadu min ad-din. وَلَوْلَا الْإِسْنَادُ لَقَالَ مَنْ شَاءَ مَا شَاءَ. The isnad is from the deen. Isnad, the sanad, that who heard from, that from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so-and-so sahabi heard. From him so-and-so, other sahabi or tabi'i heard. And then from him, this narrator heard, and this narrator heard. So al-isnadu min ad-deen. Isnad is from the deen. Meaning, and then he says that, وَلَوْلَا الْإِسْنَادُ لَقَالَ مَنْ شَاءَ مَا شَاءَ. That if there was no isnad, anyone would say whatever they wish. Meaning that no one has the right to say anything unless they have a sanad. Sanad what? Going back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is considered wahi. Just how the Quran is wahi, the ahadith are also wahi. Quran is hadith, is wahi matlu. Is that wahi which is recited directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The words are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hadith is also a form of wahi. It is wahi ghir matlu. That the meaning which is in the hadith, the meaning of what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the madmoon, or you can say the Allah, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that is also considered to be a divine inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is considered to be wahi also. It's a type of wahi. So that is also wahi. This is also wahi. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and those who learn from them, the ulama ikram, and our pious predecessors, they all understood the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was the first explanation of the Quran directly with this chain, and this chain came on and on and on until it came to us. So no one can just pick up a book of hadith or open a hadith and read a hadith and then bring their own explanation for it. This is incorrect. Any explanation given for any hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to be that explanation which was understood by the aslaf, which was understood by the salaf, by those ulama ikram, by those muhaddithun, by those fuqaha, by those mufassirun who came before us. Whatever interpretation they gave, that is the interpretation we have to follow. Some people think that in this day and age, they can open a book of hadith and they can try and understand the hadith themselves. But this is against the very ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because he said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي that hold fast to my sunnah, وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ and the sunnah of my khulafa. Why did he say to hold fast to the sunnah of the khulafa? Because they will show you my method. And when we look back in history, when we look back at the lives of the khulafa al-rashidun, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, you will see that each and every one of the khulafa, the way they conducted themselves, the way they ruled, the way they took about matters, was exactly how they saw their predecessor doing before them. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he was given the responsibility of the khilafah, he tried to do each and everything the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. After him, Umar radiallahu anhu, he became the khalifa. He did everything the way Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did it. Thereafter, Uthman and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum came. They also did everything the method that they saw their predecessors doing. And after them, the rest of the Sahaba, whatever they did exactly like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he was the embodiment of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did exactly as he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing, to the extent, even in those matters where we don't need to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the worldly actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even in that he would follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stop at a certain place in the journey, going from one place to another, destination A to B, Makkah to Medina, or vice versa, he would also stop there. And they would ask, his companions would ask, "Why are you stopping here?" He would say, "Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped over here. That's why I am stopping." So it was the practice of all the pious predecessors. They did not do anything from their own understanding. Whatever they did, whatever they said, whatever explanation they gave was always from those before them. And that is why Ibn Sirin, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has another quote, which Imam Muslim, rahimahullah ta'ala, also brings in his muqaddamah. And he says that, إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينٌ إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينٌ This ilm, this knowledge which you attain, this knowledge which you acquire, is your deen. فَانْذُرُوا أَمَّنْ تَأَخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ Then be careful whom you take your deen from. Don't just take your deen from any person that you see on the streets, any person you see in an online video, any person you see in some social media app, any person you see who people talk about because he speaks very well, or he's very eloquent, or he sounds very nice, or he says those things which sounds good to our ears because that is what we want to do, that is what our desires want. No, that's not who we take our deen from. We only take our deen from those people who took their deen from those before them. Because those people whom people are taking their deen from in this day and age, they themselves, when they mention whatever they are going to mention, this is how they begin. They say, and they are proud to say this, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, they say that what I am going to tell you, the explanation I am giving, or what I am doing, this is against what my teachers taught me, what my teachers did. My teachers don't approve of this, but I am doing it. They openly say this. They openly deal in such a manner, they openly have such gatherings, they openly arrange such gatherings, and then they say that this is against what my teachers did and what the other ulama ikram who are there, so-called ulama, this is against what my teachers did and what his teachers did, but we are doing this. They openly say this. So that person who is openly saying, I am not following what my teachers taught me, how can we take deen from them? This is against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the importance of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the hadith sharif which we are learning. It's not just the words of the hadith, rather it's the explanation that goes with it. It is the embodiment of the sunnah in the lives of those from whom we are learning the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whenever we take our deen, from whoever we take our deen, should not just be a person who seems to speak very well, who seems to speak in a manner that they can always make you feel that whatever they are saying is supported by the Qur'an and hadith. Nowadays it's very easy. You can find any verse of the Qur'an, any hadith, and you can twist the meaning in such a manner to make it support what you are saying, even if it is completely against the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, completely against the actions of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. But no, that person should be such a person who is following that what their predecessors did, that what their asatid al-karam did, that what their teachers did, that what the aslaf did, that what the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum did. Because if we do not follow what those before us did, then we are going against the very sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we come to such gatherings in which the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are being imparted, and those of us who make it our mission to learn the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should always remember this: that whatever we learn and whatever we learn should be from those who are qualified to learn from. And similarly, whatever ilm we do acquire, we should always stick to the tariqah. We should always be hold fast to the tariqah and to the method and to the understanding of what our aslaf understood. And if we go against that, then we are paving a way towards a fire. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. Shaitan, he beautifies different things for us in this world. إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا حُلْوَةٌ خَضِيرَةٌ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُسْتَخْلِفُكُمْ فِيهَا فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. Right? Shaitan beautifies his dunya for us. He beautifies those things which is in accordance to our desires. And then we think that, oh, you know, I'm finding people who are also doing what I want to do. Let us get together. Let us do this thing together. But then what happens in the hereafter, we will see the truth. We will see the truth that those things which we did, which was against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah s.a.w. wanted us to do, which was just in accordance to our desires, to please our desires. We, you can say, cheated ourselves into not only us doing that, which is against the teachings of Rasulullah s.a.w., but also taking other people along that path. This is what Shaitan, he misled. He misled those who mislead others. And in the hereafter, those people's eyes will also open. The people who followed them, their eyes will also open. And they will blame them. The people who followed those who misled them, they will blame them. And they in turn will blame Shaitan. And Shaitan will say, I have nothing to do with you on that day. I don't know you, you don't know me. You go your way, I go my way. I didn't force you to do anything. You did whatever you did with your own understanding. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us the tawfiq to understand the deen in the correct manner. It is very important that we make this dua. That is why we also hear Hazrat Dawud Bakratum always making this dua all the time. And all whatever has been said is from what we were able to learn from our Hazrat Wala Dawud Bakratum. What he always explained to us, taught us, what our Asatidah Akram always explained to us. And this is very, very important. That we, you know, take this from our Asatidh al-Akram. This whole explanation that, you know, the whole understanding that we get from them, we hold fast to this understanding of the deen. So one dua which we can always make at all times is Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa rizukna tiba'a. That, oh Allah, show me haqq to be haqq. Right? وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلَ وَرْزُقْنَا اشْتِنَابَهُ. And let me understand batil to be batil, and let me stay and keep me safe from that. So this is a dua that we should make all the time, because nowadays batil is being portrayed as haqq, and haqq is being portrayed as batil. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being amongst those people. Ameen wa khada'wana. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen.